So my name is Joseph Todd. I'm a CEO of Mock Design. We are a Drupal development company based in Slovakia, in Nové Zámky. And so today I want to talk. Christoph yesterday in his session said that he's going to talk about the next big thing. And I'm also going to talk about the next big thing. The other one, yes, exactly. So how many of you have ever heard about crowdfunding? Or is there someone who didn't? Okay. How many of you ever participated in some crowdfunding campaign? Okay, not many. All right. So Drupal Fund basically is a crowdfunding platform to support Drupal development. You probably know Kickstarter. Drupal Fund aims to be something like Kickstarter for Drupal. We all know that Drupal is backed by individuals and companies who are willing to donate their time, their resources, their money to Drupal development. And as Drupal and the Drupal community grows, there are several questions or concerns that start to rise. And for some time there started to rise the question of sustainability in Drupal development. There were several points or several articles or blog posts which were mentioning sustainability in Drupal development, like Catch has written a blog post where he asked Drupal core contributors how they contribute to Drupal. And most of them said that it was instead of them sleeping or spending time with their family. Also, Krell was asking a question for Dries at the Drupal Communique. How do you want to make Drupal development sustainable with the amount of or with the growth of Drupal, with the growth of the community, with the growth of the code of the modules which gets contributed, and also XJM very recently posted on technical debt in Drupal. And so the question which Drupal Fund is trying to answer is Drupal development system sustainability. And to give you some better picture of that, I have three questions for you. If you can guess, what is the average number of issues per top 25 most installed modules? 1,000? Any other guess? Somewhat optimist? So it's actually better than that. It's 450. And what is the average time for module to be fixed and released? So from the day when the issue is made until the day it's resolved? 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 weeks, 279 days. What is the average time for Drupal.org features to be implemented? Again, from the time when the feature request is written on Drupal.org until the day when it's resolved. I'm sorry?
that's
Drupal.org.
That's not Drupal.
Yeah, no, Drupal.org. But probably not. It wasn't there.
4 years.
It's better. It's 259 days. So it's actually even better than a module. But this was most recently 25 most recently closed issues for Drupal.org. So we've been thinking about bringing a solution to this situation. And we've been looking at what this solution could be. And the answer is basically Drupal community. If you look at Drupal.org, this is a screenshot from today. You see that there are nearly 1 million people or users registered in the on Drupal.org. This is a huge power, this is a huge mass, a huge amount of people who are actively working with Drupal in a way. And the problem which they have, or which there was for a very long time, there wasn't an easy way. Oh, okay. I actually don't need a Wi-Fi. There wasn't an easy way how the community could actually give back to Drupal. And when I saw these numbers, I started to make some calculations in my head. I started to dream about what could happen if something happened. And I did the math which I did was that if only 1% of all those people registered on Drupal.org gave 1% of their salary each month, it would be enough to raise over $3.5 million every year, which is enough to have nearly 62 developers working full-time on Drupal. Now, when you have this number in mind, think about all of the issue queues, all of the modules which haven't been ported to Drupal 7 or need to be ported to Drupal 8, or how maybe faster the Drupal 8 development could be done, or the missing feature of Drupal Commerce or Code or Drupal Commons. So we created Drupal Fund to help address these issues and to create an easy way how community could contribute back to Drupal. How it works? It's very simple. If you have ever experienced a crowdfunding campaign, it's basically the same. You come to a website, register, submit a project, fill some detailed information about the project, some description, you can upload a video or an image. You can set rewards for the people who will back your project. You have to specify a clear deliverables so people would actually know what to expect from this project. And the next thing is you collect some feedback from the community. And once you also have to obviously generate some buzz around your project to do some marketing, to actually engage the community who is around Drupal and raise money and do your work, do what you promised. There are several ways how or kinds of project which you can use Drupal Fund for, and to simplify, it can be split into categories: coding projects. It can be a project maintainer who's raising funds to create new feature or finalize this and that. Core initiatives. We had several core initiatives who were trying to raise funds for them, and Drupal Fund could be used for that as well. Also, Drupal.org infrastructure. As I mentioned before, some missing parts of some distributions or module development, but also for non-coding projects. Like if you want to write a book about Drupal development and about anything related to Drupal, or you want to prepare a training or a teaching curriculum which you plan to teach in a high school or a university and you want to make it public and people can support you in that, or some art or marketing, or you could also finance sprints. There are many ways how you can use Drupal Fund, basically. A question which obviously arises when you talk about money is how much of the money will it actually the project owner get? And it's about 90%. There is some percentage which the payment gateway takes. There is some percentage which will take to run the website, to do the maintenance. But around 90% goes to the project owner itself. I want to talk a little bit about the roadmap. The biggest goal which we want to achieve with this is to have it as a sort of the official crowdfunding platform for Drupal. So that would be the place where you raise funds if you need to raise money for the projects which you do. We want to integrate it with D.org, user accounts, have some badges which you could put on your profile page, have some integration or a way how to turn an issue into a project issue on Drupal.org into a project on Drupal Fund. We're also working on an iOS app. We know that we cannot, or it would be very hard for us to succeed if we only were doing this by ourselves, mock design. And we have a group of people who are, in a way, community advisors. Those are people who Drupal community respects, and they are serving as a kind of advisors if we have some questions or we need advice on how to on direction which in which we should take the project. At this time, we have two advisors. One is Robert Douglas, and another is Jem, as we all know him. And we are looking for more community advisors. A big question, maybe the most important thing about Drupal Fan is why you should get involved. Why you should actually start using Drupal Fan. Drupal, for many of us, for a very long time, has been something very innovative, very powerful tool which we have used to deliver projects for our clients, to have our bills paid, to basically not only take care of our own needs, but the time is coming when we need to start giving back more to the community. As you were sharing about are you about the Alex's or no, it was Balázs in the session before. He was sharing about Alex's GitTip page. There is something very new, and I'm very happy about seeing this initiative in the Drupal community, because it's something which goes very similar in the way how we believe in Drupal Fund. It's something how we want to give back to the Drupal community, how we want to enable you to give back to the Drupal community, and also how to make the make Drupal development more sustainable, how to help Drupal to continue being great, how to help Drupal continue being innovative, to bring new ideas, bring new inspiring people into the Drupal community, how to help Drupal drive basically the innovation in the web development. And one reason, another small reason, it's not a real reason, but it's a small reason why you should join Drupal Fund and start using it right now, is that the first three projects which will start on Drupal Fund and be successful will get 100 US dollars credit. So if you want to start it, you should start it very soon. This is basically a very short introduction into Drupal Fund, and I wanted to open now for questions, if you want to learn something more specifically. What do you think generally about the idea of crowdfunding in Drupal?
I think it's good. I think it's very good. But really, I think it's something that is missing. There are a couple of things missing Drupal, and this was one of them. And I didn't know about it, so it's good to hear about it.
Happy to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main problem is how to get started for it to really work and to get results, because from time to time there have been some chipping pages or some other things, and maybe one in five of them worked, but many of them didn't work.
Exactly.
But maybe if we have some kind of really official thing that supported.
Exactly, and I think the reason why most of the chipping initiatives didn't succeed was that they were lost in the ocean of Drupal modules issues somewhere in the blog post, sometimes on the Drupal planet. But if there would be a central place where you would have all of these projects, it would be much easier to succeed because there would be the place where you go if you want to do that. Exactly.
The thing is that people do donate, but they need to trust. But it will be successful if people trust you because they do donate.
Yeah. And that is also the reason why we have the community advisors, or why we need to involve people who the Drupal community respect. If there is some questionable project, for example, then these people could come and guide the project or give some advice to it. Yep.
I'm wondering that maybe it would be a nice thing to have to know when I'm giving the my money for this school. What kind of feature? I mean, to donate directly for that development, or
yes.
To be a donation side, and I can decide this idea I like it, I want to donate for that, and it would be transparent. Because if I don't know how many dollars it needs to be done that feature, I will see there if there it requests I don't know $1,000 to do that feature. I want to donate $500, but the system doesn't accept that $500 until there are no other $500
and pledge.
Yeah.
Like you're pledging to give 500
if sure, yes. Yes, and I will understand very well that feature will be done.
Yes, every project on Drupal Fund must be very specific. It has to have a very specific output, basically. So it cannot be like, I will work on this module, but without any specific result. So there needs to be certainly a specific thing which you will be able to donate, and then you will be doing pledges. So basically, the money will be taken only once the project is successful. The fundraising phase is successful. Yeah.
Once the project is covered by other pledges.
Yes.
That is successful.
Christoph.
I don't agree. Sorry, I think reward is a counterproductive in this situation because you want to gain motivation with money or some. So people doesn't put energy for this thing because they want an extra
I'm not saying like, well, that's true, but I think that's the thing. That's exactly the same problem. So because people, so I'm not saying that it's bad. I think it's good, but I think you're going to have to be very, very careful to have some form of reward system in there, or you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, there is already a reward system. It changed since our last talk.
The reward is based on money, as I understood.
No, the reward basically is based on money, but it's, we are not forcing it. So it's up to a project owner to set up a reward, which he, it's an open source, exactly. And for example, if you are building a module, you, it's probably hard to give an early access to a module or something like that. What you can do is, for example, schedule a hangout with people and teach them how to actually use that. And we even implemented a hangout function into Drupal Fun, so you can do it through the Drupal Fun or connect a hangout to Drupal Fun. And it would be best if it could be taken directly from Drupal Fun into a Drupal.org project page.
That's one way to.
Yeah, I think one very important reward, actually, which is an indirect result of this, is that many people, there are many people in Drupal community who simply cannot code. They don't know how to code a module. They don't know how to write a patch or do whatever, but they are willing to contribute. And for them, for example, Drupal for a long time has been or still is probably driven by developers. And it's developers who are most visible in the community for obvious reasons. But having a sponsor page on a project page could be a reward for people who don't have those skills, but still feel as an important part of the Drupal community. And this is the way how they can contribute to it. Was it related to Wall Street?
Okay, so sorry, just 1 second. So now it's noon, we're 20 minutes past. If you want to go to lunch, feel free to go. If you want to stay and continue this good discussion, then stay. I just wanted to make clear. And we're back at 1, so not 1:30 like last day. We start at 1.
I wanted to say to this, there are a lot of issues issues which are related to some functionality that somebody actually needs. And they are willing to pay for that functionality itself. So it's a similar, like Acquia or Microsoft wants to use Walkthrough It, for example, and they are willing to pay towards your development hours for that.
I really hope that it will, but as we've seen in the chip-ins, unless there's like the chip-ins are purely based on that kind of contributions, people that think this guy is awesome, we need to give him the money so that he can do his thing. But that's 1 in 10 maybe that actually successfully closes, or maybe 1 in 20, or even less. So I think we need to go way beyond that because. Sourcing projects, platforms, they have a closure rate of about 50%, 40 to 50% that successfully closes. If you want to reach that, we need to be able to give people real rewards. Because without rewards, most people are selfish. And I have, no, okay, I agree. No. Selfish with their time.
There would be no Drupal if this was okay,
no, but
that is true. Because
but that is contributing your time and getting karma back. This is about putting money in and just
yeah, exactly. One thing which is very important, I think we need to educate the project owners or the people who actually create projects in Drupal Fund on how to reach out to the community, how to set a or provide a clear description of what the project itself is, what the outcome will be, what are the different rewards if there will be for the project, and also very importantly, how to actually market the project or the initiative itself. And we have a blog on Drupal Fund where we are going to publish many different tips on how to do these kind of things. So hopefully this will also help.
because that's controversial. Because, like, so, okay. So we raised $11,567. Is that enough to do that whole project? No way. It's not even enough for maybe 2 months of work on the project. Why is it still useful to do it? Because it's a success. It's we had 49 backers to start. We had 160 people signing up for voting. We already have 110 people that signed up for the newsletter. So doing that is a marketing thing. So I think another thing that is going to be really important is to set the expectation that you're not going to raise enough money to do all the work. You should probably be here working at a very low rate, or be putting in some of your own company's resources to be able to do it, and then use it as a marketing tool.
Yeah, to confirm, many of the startups which raise money from venture capitalists go after they raise the actual money to Kickstarter or Indiegogo, just to build up the community around the project, which or the product which they have. So we really need to educate people about this as well. Okay, so I don't want to take a lot of your time, but I would like to encourage you to, if you found yourself there, go and set up a project. And we need to start basically using it. The tool is there. We need to start using it. And I think there will be several projects which will be learning projects for all of us, for project owners, but also for people who are willing to donate money to the project. So there is a reward.